Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We've been talking this week about Thanksgiving. It's not just a holiday, but it can be a lifestyle for us. And we've had a good time just talking about the ways that God can show us how we can be thankful through His Word and things such as because of who God is. We shared some things with that. We talked about how we can show our thanks to God. And if you missed those first two programs, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. Check those out. That's hopeishere.today. But I want to talk to you today about some of the benefits of gratitude that will help motivate you maybe to give thanks year-round. One, there's an article I read recently by Amy Morin. That's M-O-R-I-N. And she does a lot of things with people on emotional, mental training. And, you know, the Bible talks about that, you know, the battlefield is in the mind. And she writes some really, really good stuff. I like a lot of the things that she's written in this article. She did some research and says that gratitude opens the door to more relationships. Not only does saying thank you constitute good manners, but showing appreciation can help you win new friends. According to a study in 2014, the study found that thanking a new acquaintance makes it more likely to seek an ongoing relationship. So whether you thank a stranger for holding the door or you send a quick thank you note to that coworker who helped you with a project, acknowledging other people's contribution to helping opens doors to more relationships. I want to encourage you and challenge you today, if you've got overdue thank you note, try to get that out. That's one of the things that I've been trying to do better on with Hope Is Here. If somebody makes a donation and mails a check to me, I try to contact them and let them know. Or if they do it online, contacting them through a text or write a handwritten note and to say thank you for blessing Hope Is Here ministry. Second thing that she talked about in this article is gratitude improves our physical health. And we've been talking about biblical reasons why we should, but you know, the Bible says that the body is the temple of the Lord, and gratitude improves physical health. Grateful people experience fewer aches and pains, and they report feeling healthier than other people. A study published in Personality and Individual Difference stated that grateful people are also more likely to take care of their health. Grateful people exercise more often and are more likely to attend regular checkups with their doctors, which is likely to contribute to further longevity. And, you know, I think that's one of the things when you get kind of discouraged and down and out. And I got in that period a couple years ago. I did that probably for about 3 years. And this year I've not been doing a great job, but I've been doing a much better job of getting to the gym some and taking walks outside this summer and the fall when it was nicer out, just trying to get a 30-minute walk in. And it's amazing how much more grateful you are and thankful when you do just something that simple. I got a long way to go, but I did get started some this summer and fall and been continuing going to the gym some now since this weather obviously kind of makes it hard to go outside. And gratitude does improve your physical health, and we want to take care of our body because it is the temple of the Lord. Amy Morin in this article also says gratitude improves your psychological health. Gratitude reduces a multitude of toxic emotions ranging from envy and resentment to frustration and regret. Dr. Robert Emmons, a leading gratitude researcher, has conducted multiple studies on the link between gratitude and well-being. His research confirms that gratitude effectively increases happiness and reduces depression. And I've shared with you before on this program that there's been seasons in my life where I've struggled with depression. And that's one of the things that's helped me is just being grateful, writing down a list of three things every day that I'm grateful for. And, you know, after you've done that about 10 days, try to do it just for 21 days, you know, it starts to make you challenge you a little bit. But you know what? There's always something to be thankful for and grateful for, always. And it will help you with that depression and fight those spirits of negativity and just hopelessness. I want to encourage you to do that. Another thing that Gratitude does is it enhances empathy and reduces aggression in our personalities. Grateful people are more likely to behave in a pro-social manner, even when others behave less kind to us, according to a 2012 study by the University of Kentucky, right here locally, a study done. And, you know, that's biblical. I mean, he talks in the Bible about, you know, forgive so that you may be forgiven and turn the other cheek. And, you know, you have to walk 1 mile, walk an extra mile. And that's a biblical thing about empathy and handling challenging personalities and people that are just, as Joyce Meyer likes to say, the sandpaper in our lives just kind of rubs us the wrong way. We all have some of those, don't we? But got news for you. Guess what? You're somebody's sandpaper. I'm somebody's sandpaper. I mean, I think one of the most mature disciplines of being a follower of Jesus is when you can love those that are unlovely. I mean, the Bible tells us that it's easy to love those who are like us and like the same things we do, but those that are different from us, instead of embracing their differences, we don't love them or we avoid them. And I tell you, that's when you really, your faith becomes real, when you can love those that are unlovely and are challenging personality-wise. Another benefit of being grateful is that research has found that people sleep better. There's a study in Applied Psychology, Health and Well-Being says just spending 15 minutes jotting down a few grateful sentiments before you go to bed can help you sleep better and longer. We talked about that in yesterday's program, that just maybe praying, just being thankful to God for things that happened, both the challenges and the blessings, because God was there in both. And then just giving everything to Him. Let Him take it for the night, and then tomorrow together, not just you, but you and God can deal with whatever challenges that you've got the next day. Another thing that research has shown, that gratitude improves self-esteem. In the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology, found that gratitude increases athletes' self-esteem, which is an essential component to optimal performance. Other studies have also shown that gratitude reduces social comparisons. Rather than becoming resentful toward people who have more money or better jobs, which is a major factor, of course, in reduced self-esteem, grateful people are able to appreciate other people's accomplishments. And once again, we've talked about that over and over this year, because the Lord's really been speaking to my heart about that compare game. Man, when we do that compare game, it's impossible to be thankful, because one of two things always happens, right? One, we either start feeling inferior to other people and think God doesn't love us as much. The enemy lies to us about that when we don't have the same nice toys that maybe somebody else does, car, house, vacations, clothes, eating out at nice restaurants all the time. I mean, the list goes on, which obviously is not gratitude in the compare game. And we get really kind of envious, and obviously that's not a God-honoring trait. Jealousy can set in. But the second part is, maybe we do get to do some more things than some of these other people we're comparing to, and maybe pride sets in. It ought to be that you're blessed and thankful. And I heard somebody say this a long time, but I really believe it. God blesses us to be a blessing to others. And I'm so thankful that I've got some really generous family members and friends. I used to be the one that used to write the checks and pick up the tab a lot, but I'm not in a place financially to do that the past few years. And I've been so blessed by family members and friends that have helped out and blessed me. And my mom told me one time, she said, well, the reason you've been blessed, Greg, is because you've sown a lot of seeds of blessings. And I just want to encourage you to be obedient. God asks you to do something, then be obedient and do it. Last but not least, gratitude increases your mental strength. Research has shown gratitude not only reduces stress, but it also may play a major role in overcoming trauma. A study in behavior research and therapy found that Vietnam War veterans with higher levels of gratitude experienced lower rates of post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, you can imagine people that went through wars and all they went through. But just expressing some gratitude helped them have lower rates of post-traumatic stress disorder. Also, a study done in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that gratitude was a major contributor to resilience following the terrorist attacks on September 11th. Recognizing all you had to be thankful for, even during the worst times of your life, fosters resilience. I checked on a friend of mine this Thanksgiving because it was her first Thanksgiving without her mom. And she said she appreciated that, but she also said in the very next sentence, yeah, I miss my mom, but I have a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. And it's so true. We all do. And Thanksgiving can be not just a holiday, but a lifestyle. And one of the ways we can do this is Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God. Some friends of mine, Pat and Steve Smith, own a business up in Winchester, Kentucky, and they have that verse. Somebody hand-painted it on a wall. I mean, it looks really nicely, professionally done. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God. And friends, the way we do our work, it does say that. And people appreciate that. And then thanking people when they do things well and do get things done instead of just taking it for granted and say, well, they should do that. It's still just great to be appreciated. But one of the ways that we can express thanksgiving to God is just our lives each day living as a thank you gift. And maybe it's somebody, you know, one of the guys that lives with me, sometimes he has a bad habit of not putting his clothes in the washer and the dryer, and you got three guys trying to share that. That can be challenging at times. And, you know, I've got him, said, man, set a timer on your phone. But there's been a few times that I've just went on and put the clothes in the dryer myself. I'm like, you know, come on. I can take a minute and do that. And so sometimes there's just little things that we can do that bless others. And so during this holiday season, maybe it's something like that you can do. Maybe you are like, I don't have a lot of money this year. And just writing somebody a thankful note, just saying, man, I'm thinking of you this Christmas season and so thankful for your encouraging notes or text. I've got a guy that from the church that I pastor, Jackson Christian Church up in Jackson, Kentucky, that he will send me a text almost every morning. And this guy fell from work about a year ago, shattered his shoulders, not being able to go back to work because he did a hard manual labor. And 2 years before that, his son, a 16-year-old son, his life ended because of suicide. And so this guy's just had 2.5 years of just brutal life experiences. And he's still working through all the workman's comp things, all the legal issues, trying to get help. And he texts me almost every day and says, hey, Greg, I've been thinking about you and praying for you. And I can tell you what, no matter what's going on in my day, when I get that text, whether it's early in the morning or mid-morning, sometimes it might even be midday, it always puts life in perspective. It says, Lord, thank you that I can work. Thank you, God, that you know, you are my protector and provider, and I've not lost any of my family members other than my dad. But I didn't lose him prematurely. I mean, he had a 74-year run. So there's so much to be thankful for. And I just want to encourage you to make Thanksgiving not just a holiday, but a lifestyle. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.